This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stafford chased, escapes, fires, caught! Touchdown, Cooper Kupp.
There's a lot of information. Here's what I'll tell you. Teams reached out. Some of the things that I've seen out there, they're just not true. You know, we've addressed that with those individuals. Teams have called about him, and really we let him know what the dialogue was there. And then there's a lot of stuff out there where there's not a lot of accountability to the reports, and that's unfortunate. I don't think about those things. I think about coaching our team. You know, I think a lot of the things that were out there, speculation was exactly what that was, speculation. We're an inside-out organization. I'm really glad to have Cooper Kupp back with us, and that's what I expect to stay that way.
I expect it to stay that way as well. Cooper Kupp last night, 5 catches for 51 yards and a touchdown. That was the head coach of the Los Angeles Rams, Sean McVay. He doesn't think Cooper's going anywhere, and it makes sense. The Rams, they're finally healthy. Puka Nacua back. Cooper Kupp back. They're only one game behind the Seahawks in the NFC West. They play Seattle next week with a chance to leapfrog them because Seattle still has a game this weekend, or at least have themselves right there in the conversation about halfway through the year. They shouldn't be sellers. It would kind of be silly if they were. They haven't been at full strength. They haven't had Nacua. They haven't had Kupp, and so they've lost games. Look at San Francisco. They should be the top dog in the division, right? Well, they ain't got anybody healthy. Debo hurt. McCaffrey hurt. Ayuk out for this season. They're as banged up as any team in football. And a lot of those guys, it's going to take some time to get back. And in the case of Ayuk, he's gone for the season. So if I'm Sean McVay, if I'm Les Snead, the general manager of the Los Angeles Rams, I'm going, we got a good shot to win this division. That's the team we're supposed to be, the one that played last night, beating the Vikings by 10 points. A good Vikings team by 10 points. Some weird officiating stuff late in the game. So what? Minnesota's good. O'Connell, their head coach, would be my front runner for coach of the year at this point. And they beat him. And now you got Seattle? Why would you sell? Doesn't make any sense. So I don't think the Steelers are going to be able to get Cooper Kupp. Now, if I'm Omar Khan, and I've changed my mind on this, I call up Les Snead today. I offer a second-round pick. I make them say no. The reason I've changed my mind is when smart football people say things, you got to pay attention to it. I work with one of the smartest football minds in this town, Doran Dickerson, every day. If I don't pay attention to what he has to say, then what am I really doing here? He thinks Cooper Kupp, if he were to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, gives them a chance to be a real, legitimate AFC contender. I think Ray Fittipaldo is a really bright football mind. He's covered the team for a long time. He thinks if the Steelers had Cooper Kupp, that they could be a 13-win team. Mark Caboli, whom I also trust, because he's been in Steelers locker rooms for 2 decades. He's also always a cynic. He's also always waiting for the other shoe to drop. He says he thinks the Steelers would be an AFC contender with Cooper Kupp. So were I Omar Khan, I would call up Les Snead, the GM of L.A. today, and I would say, hey, that second round pick you want, I'll give it to you. And hey, I know you've said you would pay some of the salary. You don't even have to do that. We'll give you a second. We'll take on all the salary. Now, the reality is I don't know that there's a price now that will get Cooper Kupp away from Los Angeles. I would try it. I don't know if it works. I imagine, I think, I guess it wouldn't. The Steelers need a wide receiver. We know that. We've talked about it. We've been all over this since the offseason, since the Ayuk saga. We talked about Tyler Boyd. We talked about Mike Williams. The Steelers need a replacement for Deontay Johnson. How about DK Metcalf? We have circled the bases time and time again, talking about all the different options of wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, because it's obvious where the biggest hole is on this roster. It's probably not going to be Cooper Kupp. It does need to be somebody. And so, here's where I am on all this. Do we think Omar Khan's done a good job? I think to this point, the answer is yes. Last couple of drafts received high marks. Broderick Jones ain't working out so well. But for the most part, these last few drafts, high marks. A-plus grades from all the draft nicks. Done an excellent job. Overhauled the quarterback position. Gave up on one guy in Kenny Pickett. We're able to get a more talented player in Justin Fields. We're able to get a Super Bowl champion, 9-time Pro Bowler in Russell Wilson. Go out and get Patrick Queen. Go out and get Deshaun Elliott. He's done an excellent job. But for me, the honeymoon stage is over with Omar Khan if he doesn't get a wide receiver. A lot of smart people are saying the Steelers are close. Their defense is good. They're running the football. Arthur Smith, it looks like, knows what he's doing. They need a wide receiver. If they get one, they can contend in the AFC. Well, if they don't get one, then I think Omar Khan deserves a ton of criticism. What was the biggest hole coming in? Wide receiver two. What remains the biggest hole? Wide receiver two. Go get one. If it's not Cooper Kupp, there are still options available. Mike Williams upgrades the team. Darius Slayton upgrades the team. Calvin Ridley would upgrade the team. Christian Kirk would upgrade the team. There are enough guys out there and few enough suitors where even if every team gets a wide receiver, there still should be one left for the Steelers. Omar Khan needs to get it done, or else for me, the honeymoon stage is over. The bloom is off the rose. You get it done or you don't. It's a results industry. This team is good, but I have them right now as the fifth best team in the AFC. What was the stated goal from Art Rooney II at the end of last season? This year, it's about winning a playoff game. The word that was used over and over again when he would go on with Pompeiani or whomever when he was doing his media circuit, Art Rooney said urgency. You don't fire your coordinator mid-year like they did last season if you're not trying to win a playoff game. They had a winning record. They were 6-4. You do not bench Justin Fields at 4-2 if your goal is to just win football games. You bench Justin Fields at 4-2 if your goal is to win a playoff game and see if that guy can help you win a playoff game. Right now, they're the fifth best team in the AFC, and I think it's fairly inarguable. Drop the fairly. It's inarguable. Baltimore right now, better. Buffalo right now with Amari Cooper, better. The Chiefs, come on, better, and they just added DeAndre Hopkins. Houston, they've been banged up with injuries. They kicked the hell out of the Steelers last year. They even have more talent this year. They're better than the Steelers. I got the Steelers at fifth right now in the AFC. But you add a wide receiver to an offense that I think is arrow pointed up, now you got a shot. It's all about urgency. It's all about winning a playoff game. If you're going to win a playoff game, you probably got to play that playoff game at home. If you win the AFC North, you're playing like the Colts or you're playing the Chargers at home. If you don't win the division, you're going on the road to start things out against Houston or against Buffalo or against the Chiefs or against the Ravens. I don't like that. I don't think Art Rooney likes that. I don't think Omar Khan should like that. Go win a division, go win a playoff game, but that's not happening without a wide receiver. Will you lose faith in Omar Khan if they don't get a guy? Has he done a good enough job? Can the Steelers contend without a wide receiver number two? 412-928-9370. I'd call about Cooper Kupp today. I'd offer that second round pick. I've changed my mind. It might not be enough. You might have to turn the page to another guy. If they don't get Cooper, if they don't get another guy, are you losing faith in Omar Khan? Do they have enough juice to navigate their way through a crowded, top-heavy, difficult AFC? 412-928-9370. We'll talk to you guys about that coming up after the break. Would like to speak to you via the phones on that fan hotline, which is brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Before we do get to a hairy headline, I got to remind all yins that Sunday, October 27th, Pet Fest is back, presented by Subaru. Rockwell Park in the East End. The event runs from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your four-legged friends to meet vendors, participate in costume contests, get photos with Santa, and join in the blessing of the pets at 9:30 a.m. Donation at the door benefits the Salvation Army. Pet Fest is brought to you by Bully Max Dog Food and Forever Lawn. For more information, go to 93.7thefan.com. It's right next to East End Co-op. There's a ton of free parking. We hope to see you there. Cooper Kupp was good last night. Looks to me like he can still play. He's recovered from his high ankle sprain. 5 catches, 51 yards, a touchdown on a really nice play by Matthew Stafford. And Sean McVay comes out after the game and basically says, yeah, Cooper Kupp is not available, and any reports you've heard otherwise are inaccurate. If I were Omar Khan, I'd call up the Rams today. I'd offer a second-round pick. I'd say, hey, say no. You don't have to pick up any of the salary. We'll take it all off your hands. Second-round pick. Now, I would imagine that he would say no. Les Snead would, the GM of the Rams. They're only a game back in the division. They're finally healthy. They beat one of the best teams in the NFL last night. They have to believe their arrow is pointed up. So it's probably not going to be Cooper Kupp, but guys, it's got to be someone. The defense is good. Their biggest hole defensively, to me, was the slot corner position. Well, Beanie Bishop, he's getting better. He had 2 picks against a Hall of Famer last week. You got Cam Sutton coming back. That might not be a hole. It might be a position of depth. I still think you start Sutton whenever he's back. But I feel okay about it now. The one hole they've got defensively. Offensively, the offensive line's banged up. You're going to get Frazier back after the bye week here. But your offensive line, it is going to be what it is. You hope they can get better. You got young players there, but they're not playing the guys they want to play. As for the things they can fix, you need a wide receiver too. You got to go get one. The Jets got their guy in Devontae Adams. The Bills got their guy in Amari Cooper. The Chiefs got their guy in DeAndre Hopkins. It's an arms race in the AFC. The Steelers were behind those teams anyhow. I think if you were power ranking the conference, they got to go get somebody. Is it Darius Slayton? Is it Christian Kirk? Is it Calvin Ridley? Is it settling for Mike Williams? They got to get one of those guys. If not, the love affair for Omar Khan's got to end. I think Omar's done a really good job up to this point. I think they're 5-2 because of a lot of the moves he's made. But if you want to win a playoff game, if you want to win the AFC North, this offense that is on an upward trajectory, it needs a boost. It can't be Van Jefferson. It can't be Calvin Austin. It's not going to be Roman Wilson. I think he's getting a redshirt year. Tomlin doesn't trust rookies who don't practice. Guess what? He popped up on the injury report again yesterday. He's not going to help you this year. You need a guy. Everyone knows it. Omar Khan knows it. If you swing and miss and don't bring in an upgrade at the wide receiver position, I think it's fair to really criticize the dude. I think it's fair to say he's not doing the best job possible. What say you? 412-928-9370. Will the bloom be off the Omar Khan rose if he can't get a wide receiver in here? We'll start with Larry in Columbus. Good morning to you, Larry.
Hey, what's going on? It's a pleasure.
It is a pleasure, Larry. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, a second round pick seems a little steep to me for a wide receiver. I think it's one of those things you got to see how this offensive line deals with, a good Giants defensive line and then kind of reassess from there. I don't kind of agree with just being reactionary right now.
See, here's the thing, Larry. Here's the thing. I don't think it is reactionary. It's been a whole since they traded Deontay Johnson, and all that Omar Khan has done is swung and missed. And so, yeah, right now, I'm saying if you don't get one, I'll freak out. But we've also been saying it for a long time. So I don't agree that it's reactionary. I think they could have filled this hole a long time ago.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you're trading a second or a third round pick, that seems reactionary, right? If, you know, this offensive line doesn't stand up against a good, like, Giants line, how are they going to stand up against good Chiefs line or, you know, Chris Jones?
No, you're right about that. But I'm not looking at this Giants game as any kind of referendum here. Like, you could lose to the Giants. I don't think they will. But you could lose to the Giants, and it's not going to make me want a wide receiver less. Look, you got to pay the price if you're going to get a guy. Jim Rutherford used to say it all the time. Whoa, Jim, why'd you give up that much? Because I wanted the guy. I didn't want to give up a second-round pick for Amari Cooper 3 days ago. Because of why? Because he's been injury-prone. Well, he came back and he looked really good. Not 100% probably. Still, 5 catches, 51 yards, a touchdown. I think the Steelers could use a guy like that. I'd offer a second-round pick. Ray Fittipaldo says, with Cooper Kupp, they're a 13-win team. Mark Cabali says, with Cooper Kupp, he thinks they're an AFC contender. Doran has been banging this drum for a long time. You get Cooper Kupp, you got a shot. So I'd be real dumb to ignore three smart football opinions here. The Chiefs got their guy. The Bills got their guy. The Jets got their guy. Steelers need a guy. At some point, you got to pay a price. They could have paid more money to Brandon Ayuk. Now, he tore his ACL, hindsight 2020, but they could have paid more money and had Brandon Ayuk as a Pittsburgh Steeler. Didn't happen. I'm not sure there's anything they could have done to get Davante Adams away from his good pal, Aaron Rodgers. But you give up a second-round pick there, maybe you can get that guy. DeAndre Hopkins never did it for me. Think he's over the hill. We'll see. That'll play out. I'm sure he'll look great with Patrick Mahomes. They need a guy. George Pickens was able to have a ton of success on Sunday night because he was singled up. They played man coverage a ton. And in some instances, Sauce Gardner wasn't even the guy going mano a mano with George Pickens. So what does the smart quarterback in Russell Wilson do? He takes advantage. Oh, single coverage. Oh, it ain't Sauce Gardner. Bang, I'm putting it up. I don't think the Giants' secondary is going to present much of a challenge here. But moving forward, you're going to see teams throw a safety up over the top and double cover George Pickens. The book is now out. What's Russ want to do? He wants to throw moon balls. George Pickens good at the contested catch. That was the Steelers' offense. And it opened up the running game on Sunday night. I think it's easy to defend when you've got one guy. The Jets didn't catch on. Well, that's because their defensive coordinator is now the head coach. He's got a lot going on. Did not make in-game adjustments. I think did a horrendous job. You're not going to see that the rest of the way. They're going to double cover George Pickens. You want to score points? You want to keep this offense on an upward trajectory? You need another guy. So Omar Khan's got to go get another guy. If he doesn't, yeah, I lose a little bit of faith in him. Maybe a lot of faith in him. The honeymoon phase will absolutely be over. Want your calls on this at 412-928-9370. You can tweet me, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. If Omar Khan doesn't get a wide receiver, you start to lose faith in the guy. Does the bloom come off the rose? Is the honeymoon phase over? For me, the answer is yes. 412-928-9370. I want your answer. Now, coming up at 8, Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette's going to join us. He's a Pitt beat writer. He was at the game last night, so we'll get into all things Pitt with him. Some Steelers talk as well, so that's Chris Carter coming up at 8. We spent the first full hour of the show talking about Pitt and their victory last night, but right now we're on the Steelers. I think if you don't get a wide receiver, then this whole season's a dang contradiction. You were 4-2 with Justin Fields. You say, damn the future. Screw the 25-year-old. Let's go with the 35-year-old. Why? To win a playoff game. It's about the now. They've told us that. Their words have told us that. Urgency. Art Rooney II. Everything he said last offseason. Urgency. Got to win a playoff game. They fired the offensive coordinator. Got to win a playoff game. They benched the 4-2 talented 25-year-old. It's not about later. It's about now. Got to win a playoff game. If you hold on to draft picks, and you don't get a wide receiver, you're telling us then it's about the future. Oh, we can't possibly give up a second-round draft pick. Oh, no, that guy's going to help us in the future. Well, what is it? Is it now or is it later? Everything else has told us that this season's about the present. Win a playoff game. So you got to go get one. And if you don't, it's a failure. Because even though I think this team is light years ahead of where it was last year, quarterback play, offensive coordinator, there's a lot of reasons to be excited about this team. The defense with Elliott and Queen's a lot better than it was even last year. There's reasons to be excited. I think they're a bona fide playoff team. But if you don't win the AFC North, you're going on the road. You're playing great teams. You're probably not going to win a playoff game, even though you are better. You get another wide receiver, I think you got a chance, and maybe even better than a puncher's one, to win the AFC North and win a playoff game. Let's go to Harry. What up, Harry?
So good. I absolutely, 100% disagree that if the Steelers are unable to get a wide receiver that you might identify as better, that Omar Khan is ultimately the problem. You just said, clearly, we are better.
Sure.
Even though we're looking to win now, you don't leverage everything now and lose anything that's projected in the future, because you'll be having this same conversation next year if the receiver that we do get doesn't take us to a playoff win.
Did it work out with Minkah Fitzpatrick when they traded a first-round pick for him?
We clearly see that's working out with Minkah. And Minkah, you're not going to find a receiver that equals the skill set on offense that Minkah has on defense.
That's fair. That's a good point, Harry. But what I would ask you then is, okay, forget about a second-round pick. How about a third-round pick?
If we leverage a third-round pick, that can happen. It's not like the other teams are giving away these wide receivers. They're not saying, oh, we want the Steelers to be better, so we'll leverage whatever we have for that. Otherwise, we would have gotten Brandon Ayuk.
Harry, it's a good call, man, and I appreciate your call at 412-928-9370. We got other callers I'd like to get to here. Look, man, DeAndre Hopkins just got traded for a conditional fourth. You know, the return for Amari Cooper wasn't massive. Devontae Adams, a conditional third. It doesn't have to be a second-round pick. Now, I've said I'd give up a second-round pick upon further review for Cooper Kupp. I don't think the Rams will do that. I think they're going to hang on to him. So forget the second-round pick then. Go get Calvin Ridley. Go get Mike Williams. Go get Darius Slayton. We have a Giants beat writer from the New York Daily News. He's going to join us at 8:35. Is Slayton even available? We'll talk to him about that, among other things. It doesn't have to be a second-round pick, but it does have to be someone. It's the most obvious hole that they've got. Other teams are seeing that they've got holes and filling them. If Omar Khan doesn't, to hold on to a draft pick, I think it's ridiculous. It's not going to cost an arm and a leg, certainly for Mike Williams, who would be an upgrade. It might be a sixth or seventh-round pick for that guy. You can't even do that? Of course you can. And you have to. They're better than they were. Harry was right to throw that back in my face. Of course they're better than they were last year. Quarterback, offensive coordinator, defense has a better roster. They're a better team. They're still not better than Baltimore. They're still not better than Kansas City. They're still not better than Buffalo. They're still not better, in my mind, than Houston. You add another wide receiver, you've got a chance against any of those teams, because the defense, you would think, we'll keep those teams in the mid-20s. You're going to have to score in the mid-20s. They've done that each of the last couple of weeks, albeit not against great teams. You need another wide receiver if you're going to do it against great teams. Jim on the Turnpike. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Where are you headed today?
Home from work.
Very good. What you got?
I want to agree with Adam and just give him some grief at the same time.
let's hear the grief.
I just wanted to tell him that he sounds like Pony and all these absolutes and everything.
Will you not lose some faith in Omar Khan if he doesn't address the obvious need, though? Like, how will you not?
No, I won't, because the drafts have been so good and all the signings have been so good. I think they need a receiver. Yes, I agree 100%. But to lose faith in a guy that's been there for, what, 20 years? I mean, come on.
I say the bloom comes off the rose. I say the honeymoon phase is over. Right now, he gets
the benefit of the doubt.
Everyone's tweeting out, Omar's coming, and the con man. And he has. Jim, he's done a really good job. But,
yeah, I know he's done a really good job.
But I'm not saying I throw the baby out with the bathwater and I don't think he's a good GM, but I am absolutely going to be massively disappointed.
Say you sound like Pony and Pickett when you're saying that kind of stuff.
You will not be disappointed if he doesn't get a guy?
I think they need a guy. I would be disappointed, but I wouldn't, like you said, throw the baby out with the bathwater.
I'm not firing him, Jim. I'm just saying I think people would be right to say, dang, they really swung and missed here. And you have to think about the whole Aiyuk saga. Like, they put all their eggs in the basket. Here's the other thing. It's not just me saying it would be a disappointment if they don't get a wide receiver. They've announced it. They're basically putting out these political ads on this. There's billboards everywhere. Vote for this person. Vote for that person. They've got it on billboards everywhere. We need a wide receiver. Why? What makes me say that? Because apparently Kyle Shanahan had to run up and take the phone out of Lynch's hand to stop Aiyuk from getting traded to Pittsburgh. They were right there, according to Jay Glazer. They were interested, made calls on Devontae Adams. They've been interested. They've made calls, basically admitted last night by Sean McVay, on Cooper Kupp. They want one. If they don't get one, they'll be disappointed. Not just me. Omar Khan's done a great job to this point. I said he'd get up until the deadline, though. And if he didn't get a wide receiver, then he deserves criticism. It can't just be, oh, and Omar we trust. Oh, the con man. Omar's coming. Not if he misses out on a wide receiver. Doesn't mean that he's not done a B-plus job, but if you've got him as an A right now and you ignore an obvious need, you got to bump him down below that A. 412-928-9370. Phone lines jammed. We'll take some of your calls coming up next. Then we'll transition to some Pit Talk with Chris Carter at the top of the hour. Mixing some Steelers there with him, too. We have a Giants beat writer at 8:35. So a lot of football on a Friday here today. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Just had a texter say, don't you know Pitt won last night? Where's all the Pitt talk? Well, we spent half the pre-show and the entire first hour talking about Pitt, and you're in luck. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette covers Pitt. He's going to be joining us coming up in about 10 minutes here. So more Pitt talk on the way. They're 7-0. They beat the living snot out of Syracuse last night, and it was the defense's doing. Holstein, he got hurt late in the game. Narduzzi said he's fine. So all systems go. Taking on SMU next week. Could be the College game day game. So, yeah, of course, Pitt's a massive story. Steelers don't play until Monday. We've spent a lot of time on Pitt. We'll continue to do so. But the question right now, if Omar Khan doesn't get a wide receiver before the deadline, do you lose a little faith in him? I do. Doesn't mean he's a bad GM. Doesn't mean he hasn't done a great job. But you got a hole. You got to fill the hole. And he's been aggressive throughout his Steelers career, short as it's been at the general manager spot to this point. I mean, he's made deals before the deadline before, too. He moved off of Chase Claypool and was able to get a second-round pick that wound up being Joey Porter Jr. So that one didn't work out for the Bears, obviously. You wonder if Omar Khan's going, we saw what happened to the Bears. We don't want it to happen to us. No, you can't be scared. You can't live in your fears. You got a hole. You got a good team. Make it a better team. Go win a damn playoff game. Matt and Butler next up. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guy. Hey, I'm going to go with the last callers. I don't agree with you all. I haven't lost any faith with him, whether he trades to get a, wide receiver or not. Hey, the Jets trade to get Devontae Adams. Did they get any better? They looked terrible in that game.
Yeah, the difference there, though, is that's a team that's 2-4, and they were desperate. I'm not saying the Steelers are desperate, but the Steelers have a good team. Why not try to make it a great team?
Because I don't think you need to you don't know what the discussions are that it, and he could be compromising something to try and get a wide receiver and compromising too much, and you don't want to do that.
And are we talking about the Pirates here, Matt? This is the Steelers.
No, give the guy some. I know. Give the guy some credit. You're ready to crucify him.
No,
and you're losing faith. Yes, you are. You're losing faith in him because
you can lose
this.
Faith in a guy a little bit. It doesn't mean I want him to get fired, Matt. This isn't the Pirates, Matt. This is the Pittsburgh Steelers. You're 5-2. Are they better than Baltimore right now? I don't think they are. You need to score. And they're getting better there. They're 16th in the league in scoring, which is a significant upgrade over where they've been. But that's not going to cut it. 23 points a game is not going to cut it. You got to get up in the 25, 26 range. You got to get closer to top 10. With this defense, if you can get close to being a top 10 offense with this quarterback, you got a shot, man. Hey, this isn't the Pirates where you want to hoard prospects and you're not going to spend a lot of money, and so the future is always the most important thing. They've announced to you the future is now. So go get a wide receiver and help bolster your shot to win the AFC North. I think it's a two-horse race in the North. I think Baltimore is the better team. But you got them on your schedule twice. You're going to have to, I think, score points to beat them. Go get a guy. Why am I afraid to trade a draft pick? When the owner says urgency, when the head coach benched a 4-2 quarterback because good's not good enough, he's searching for great. Mike Tomlin's words, not mine. Mike Tomlin said we want to be that team. You can't be that team when a functional franchise is across from you and not the New York Jets, because they were dumb and they didn't double George Pickens the whole doggone game. The next good team you play is going to double him. And then you got to throw the ball to Van Jefferson. It doesn't make anybody sweat. Go get a guy. I can't believe I'm getting pushback on this. It's ridiculous.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I haven't seen you react like this in a while. That's two callers. You kind of got a little...
Well, the first guy was a Nimrod. This guy, this is a sports debate, which is fine. The other guy questioned my integrity. Said that because I went to West Virginia, I can't see things objectively, though I've been singing Pitt's praises all season long, including for an hour and 20 minutes today. This guy, we just have a sports disagreement. That's totally different, and it's fine.
Okay.
A lot of times I can see the other perspective, too. I mean, that's what I'm supposed to do, see the other perspective. I don't know why anybody would be against trading draft picks. Buffalo says we want to win the Super Bowl, so they trade pick and get Amari Cooper. The Chiefs want to win again. So they trade a pick for DeAndre Hopkins. The Jets, even at 2-4, not that they're some model franchise, they want to win the Super Bowl. They want to make the playoffs. That's why they got Aaron Rodgers. Well, guess what? They traded a pick for Devontae Adams. That's what you do. You go for it. Mike Tomlin went for it by playing Russell Wilson. The GM needs to go for it and get a wide receiver. I think he's going to get a guy because I do think he's a good GM. But if you're afraid to give up a fourth-round pick, then... he's not as good as I thought. I think that's a fair viewpoint. 412-928-9370. We'll talk to Chris Carter about this a little bit when we come back. But we also got to focus on Pitt, 7-0, and have a good shot to get to the ACC championship game, which means, guys, Pitt's got a good shot to go to the college football playoff. Chris Carter covers Pitt for the Post-Gazette. Looking forward to talking to him when we come back. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, a high of 68.